Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I am so excited for my next guest because I have known her for many years. She is a remarkable woman. She is a retired judge now, and she has served so beautifully for our great state of Minnesota. And she's joining me tonight to talk about Ketanji Brown Jackson, always get it mixed up, who has been nominated as a black woman to the Supreme Court. And I'm so excited about it. Pam Alexander is joining us, retired judge. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited, and I'm also excited to talk to you. You know how much I love you.
Oh, I love you too. We've known each other for so many years, and I'm so thankful for it. So let's jump into this. You know, we've heard so many saying her name on their lips, right? In so many various communities, people are blown away by her resume. They are really starting to feel stronger and stronger about her possibly being on the Supreme Court. What is the first thing that you would say many Americans are worried about having a black woman on the Supreme Court?
You know, I don't think that they need to be worried at all. When I looked at this list of African-American women that the president was contemplating, there was not one of them that wasn't stellar. So these women were eminently qualified, very strong women. And I think he could have picked any one of them. Ketanji Brown Jackson is a phenomenal judge. She has years of experience as a judge, which is really a little bit unusual for the Supreme Court, I hate to say. And she also has she comes from such a stellar background. She will be phenomenal. I think her background, her family, everything just makes her really, she's going to be a standout on the court. And I think, he couldn't have made a better pick, in my view.
The question that they've been asking on a specific network, news network, about her is, why does she have to be black? Why in the world would Biden say we need a black woman on? Why can't we just say we need someone great on the Supreme Court? I think that's a ridiculous question. What do you say to someone who actually says that?
Well, you know, the problem is that I think court should always reflect the population. This has been a court that has been mostly exclusively white males and has only had, I believe, the sixth female ever on this court. And I think that we bring very unique views. We have, because our life experience is unique, and you do bring your life experience to the court when you come. When she comes there as an African-American woman, she's had experiences that a lot of other people haven't, just like Justice Sonia Sotomayor did. And I think that when you bring those experiences to the court, you expand the court's view, the same way Thurgood Marshall did in the years that he served on the court. He brought a perspective that needed to be listened to, and she will bring a perspective that's been missing. You know, having been a first the court in Minnesota, you know, there's going to be a lot of scrutiny and people are going to say, well, why? They're going to do all kinds of other things. But my question is, why not?
Why not?
Why not? And I think, you know, there should be maybe two or three. You know, I don't see why we should stop. Nobody says, why should there be white men? And there's always been white men. Nobody says, why should there be white women? There's been white women. But there has never been an African-American woman on this court, and that is a travesty in 2022.
Okay,
so my question is, why not more than one?
Why not more than one? There you go.
Why not more than one? Let's get a couple more of those sisters that were up there. They're all eminently qualified. Why not?
Right. And here's the thing. I say, why? Yes. Okay. We know that when President Barack Obama became president, there were young black boys that changed. They wanted to do better. It's like, oh, he can become president. Maybe I can become president. There were more African-American males graduating from high school. Now, here we are looking at a possible Supreme Court justice who is an African-American woman. I can only imagine the girls that are looking into law could say, oh my goodness, if she is on the Supreme Court, I could be there one day too. Those are really important moments in our country, but it feels as though they're squashing those down. How do you see it?
Well, anybody says anything about race, people want to get their backs up, and I don't understand it. This country has been talking about nothing but race, really, in terms of the law for many years. That's why we have the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. I'm trying to figure out why this discussion is all of a sudden taboo. Why thinking about a black woman is something that all of a sudden is not something we should consider. Oh, let's just consider great women. No, let's consider who you've always excluded.
Right.
Let's consider why you've excluded this particular group. I do not believe since 1900, since we've had the Supreme Court, that there weren't other African-American women that could have served on this court, but they never got the opportunity until 2022. That is something that I think people should be ashamed of. And you shouldn't be questioning it at this time. There's been a number of women that could have served on the U.S. Supreme Court. There's been a number of African-American men who could have served on the Supreme Court, but yet we've only had two. So my question is always, why, when it is a person of color, we have to ask these questions when you never ask these questions when they're all white?
It seems as though our country cannot get over the accomplishments of more and more African Americans. And as they keep moving up, as we keep moving up as a collective, we're starting to really see what we can be. Even though we've always wanted that, we didn't see necessarily that we can be it. What do you think is the next step for the women, the six that we were talking about, how wonderful they are, how important they are to the system? How do you think they are looking at this? I know that they are lifting her up, Ms. Brown up. I know that they are thinking, okay, she's the one for now that they're looking at to be the Supreme Court judge. They also must be sitting there, you know, with moist hands trying to figure out, oh my gosh, when this happens, then what happens to our country? I think it will affect everything. Do you agree?
I think that there will be a train of thought. There will be more discussion. There will be more inclusivity. I think that I know that she will bring a civility to the bench that they need sorely right now. Because, you know, she used to be like a stand-up comic when she was in college. She did improv. So she's probably going to be a real fun sister to be around. So I'm thinking that she's going to bring a perspective probably that they haven't heard, but you know, judges overall tend to lean conservative. I hate to say that to people, but that's generally because when you get and you delve into the law, you have to figure out, you know, how it can move forward, how we can look at it, how we can hold our democracy and our principles of democracy high, and then how can we make sure that it includes everybody. She can talk about those issues from her own personal experience, and that's something that everybody cannot do.
As a retired judge, I can imagine you watching this and knowing some of the women and hearing the stories behind them and talking to your own sisterhood about what could be happening soon. As this unfolds for you, the many years that you served, how many years did you serve Minnesota? Was it 18?
No, 35.
35.
I was appointed in 1983, and I left in 2018.
Wow.
So a lot of years. But one of the things that I wanted to do, and I think that I did, was bring other women behind me. And there were many women of color who came after I left. Actually, there was an African-American woman who actually assumed my seat, and I'm exceedingly proud of her. But we have, I think now, obviously when I started there was only one. Now there, I believe, are nine African-American women judges in the state. Because when I came on, there were only four African-American judges in the state. Now there's many, many more. So I was hopeful that my serving in trying to hold the standards that I felt, and I really put up probably more pressure on myself than I needed to, but I wanted to make sure that people said, okay, she served well, so we can appoint others without any issues. Because there's always that, you know, they're always looking at you going, oh, gee, is she qualified? Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Or
incredible.
Is she smart enough? Yes. You know, it's always those same things that you hear. The same thing that they said about Barack Obama. Did he really graduate from Harvard? What were his grades? What were the, you know, all that craziness. When the credentials have always been there.
That's
so
right.
Now give us the opportunity to serve. And basically, you know, I've always felt that we had to work real hard to get to be recognized. Judge Jackson was editor of Law Review in law school. That is no small feat. Graduated
That's
with
right.
honors. Come on. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. And so to sit up and say, you know, and she's been a judge for almost 9 years. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is a ton of accomplishment for someone who's only 50 years old or 51 years old. And I think that she is spectacular. I don't think that you could pick anybody better. She's written, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of opinions, probably been, you know, and all of us have been reversed, but she's probably been reversed less than a dozen times. That is pretty phenomenal. Because I'm going to tell you, you know, because I served a lot longer and I wrote thousands and thousands and thousands of opinions that people have looked at and picked apart and done whatever. And you just have to, you know, but she did her job. Her job is to decide cases, and she decides them. And she does it with grace and intellect. And I'm extremely excited about her.
I am extremely excited about her. I talked to my oldest granddaughter, who's 9 years old, about her. I make sure she has books about women who are succeeding in those places where we didn't know they could exceed. And many of them are women of color. So I am so excited to share this story with her as well. Now, as we move forward as a nation, whatever happens, and I do hope that it goes in the way I want to see it, because I think Ketanji Brown can do it, no doubt about it. And I know she can do it. But the challenge is how our history is being written. As we know, there are books being thrown out. People keep trying to change the history that we are living today. Do you have any concerns when it comes to putting out someone like a Ketanji Brown Jackson or someone like a Pamela Alexander to change the story around and make it seem as though you're not worthy or she wouldn't be worthy?
Well, you know what, I think that as women and African-American women especially. I think that we, you know, as a society have not been valued to the degree that we should be. So I think it, but I also think it's incumbent upon us to be able to tell our story and make sure that our story is told in our words. And I think that, and I'll say when Judge Brown Jackson is confirmed, you know, she will be a story. And you can't actually say that she can be erased out of history. She can't be. She's there, and she's going to be there, and she will make a name for herself for the decisions that she'll make going forward. Because you can't sit around and just pluck out parts of our history and act like we're not here. We are here. We've been here. We've been here since the 1700s, 1600s, and we will continue to, and we will continue to make contributions to this country. And you can't just decide you're going to wipe that out because you don't want anybody to know it. But we come from a very unique history, and we're here, and we're not going anywhere.
Isn't that the so truth? Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, I kind of want to say, especially when people say, well, we don't want to talk about African-American history. We don't want to say, you know, we don't want our children to know. Well, why don't you want them to know? Why don't you want them to know the true history of this country and what has happened and the contributions that we've made, which have been many? And Judge Brown Jackson will be making a lot of contributions as she moves forward. As you know, a bunch of the sitting judges are now. There's some pretty spectacular judges that sit on the D.C. Court of Appeals, and I know several of them, and they're just real dynamic women. And I wish that people knew more about these sisters, but I'll just tell you, they're there. They're going to be there, and hopefully, we'll have an opportunity to tell our stories. And I'm going to certainly try to tell mine. I'm in the process of trying to write a book myself. But I really do think that people need to know people who are history makers and that we put that in curriculum so that it can be there for our children who come behind us. One of the things that helped me in my educational journey was learning about myself. And I was able to do that at the Twin City Institute for Talented Youth and with my professor, Mahmoud El-Khati, so who taught me much more than I was learning in my regular public schools. So in learning about myself and my history made me push forward and made my intellectual curiosity go to the law and how the law impacted African-American people. And so that was what catapulted me forward, and I think that can also be done for kids coming behind us. So I think that this is great for young people. It's great for young women. It's great for young African-American women that decide to wear braids. It's the whole nine yards.
I'm talking to Bobby Joe about that tonight, as the hair and how that happens in the corporate world. I cannot tell you how grateful I am that you joined us tonight. You have been a successful black judge for years. You're a lawyer, administrator, and community activist. We need to say that because it's important. And I just want to say thank you for everything you've poured into so many black children, so many black women like me and my sisters. And I just want you to know, if I could ever have you on again, I'm calling. You came on this time, I'm calling. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.